Welcome to Daily Photo Tips with Chris. My name is Chris Marquardt, and this is your daily dose of photography. And I want to kick this short episode off with a shout out to the guys over at Audioboo. I've been asked by quite a few people by now how I produce these and how it's possible that I bring them out so often. And the reason is I'm using the Audioboo software on the iPhone, which allows me to record one of these daily photo tips virtually anywhere, and it gets posted right through the application to the Audioboo service. So if you go to Audioboo, that's audioboo.fm, you will see their service, and you can fairly easily convert that into a podcast. So that's pretty cool, and that's I thank the guys of Audioboo for providing that service. It's awesome. Today's tip is about how to get more color saturation without boosting the saturation in post-processing. You see, some pictures have more saturation than others. There have more, the colors jump out much more at you. And sometimes the reason for that is underexposure, believe it or not. Sometimes you can get that by slightly underexposing a picture. I told you that doing a bit of an underexposure, like a third stop or half a stop or sometimes even a full stop, will help you preserve all the detail in the highlights and help you to avoid blown out highlights in your pictures, which is typically a good thing. But what it also does is that sometimes a slight underexposure will help you boost the colors and give that picture just a bit more depth. So give that a try next time you take pictures of something colorful, just slightly underexpose, and that will also, by the way, help individual color channels from burning out. Sometimes it's just the red color channel, for example, if you shoot flowers, that that gets overexposure, and that diminishes the effect and the depth of the picture and the detail in those areas. So slight underexposure might be a helper. Give that a try. My name is Chris Marquardt. This was Daily Photo Tips with Chris. You can find out more about me over at chrismarquardt.com. It's Chris, MarquardT.com. And stay tuned for the photo day in July while I am in San Francisco. I will hold a day of photography live video on the Twit Network, and I'll pretty soon get more details out about that also over at chrismarquardt.com. All right, talk to you again soon. Happy shooting.